How the pension funds industry will be affected by the Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill. Lynne Green and Nicolette Van Vuren, partners at Webber Wentzel. The Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill, 2020, COFI, represents a landmark transformation of South Africa's pension fund regulatory landscape, introducing comprehensive reforms that will fundamentally reshape how retirement funds operate and are supervised. Regulatory framework revolution. The most significant change involves the application of COFI to retirement funds, shifting from traditional registration to a rigorous licensing system. Financial institutions that provide financial products or services are subject to COFI, establishing universal coverage across the pension fund sector. This includes public sector retirement funds to which the state, national or provincial public entities, or municipalities contribute. This shift represents a fundamental transformation to a conduct and activity focused, as well as a prudentially regulated framework that prioritizes member protection, governance excellence, and operational transparency. COFI provides for a 3-year licensing or re-licensing transitional period from the date of promulgation. Enhanced governance and oversight. COFI introduces stringent governance standards that will significantly impact pension fund operations. It establishes principles relating to culture and governance for financial institutions and defines the obligations of governing bodies, requiring boards to meet enhanced fitness and propriety standards. Fit and proper requirements are incorporated into COFI for natural persons and significant owners of financial institutions. Requirements for natural persons include honesty and integrity, good standing, and competence encompassing relevant experience, qualifications, and knowledge of financial products and sector laws. The legislation also mandates democratic governance through member representation while introducing comprehensive accountability mechanisms for fund leadership. Given the delays in the promulgation of COFI, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, has, in terms of Section 13B, 1, of the Pension Funds Act, 1956, prescribed conditions that pension fund benefit administrators must comply with, including fit and proper requirements. For more detail, read our article on the conduct standard here. Commercial sponsor framework. COFI introduces specific provisions for commercial sponsors. Commercial sponsor refers to a licensed financial institution that establishes a retirement fund with the intention that the financial institution or another financial institution within the same financial group will provide financial products or financial services to the retirement fund. Importantly, a commercial sponsor is not required to be licensed in terms of COFI. However, the FSCA may prescribe conduct standards regulating and imposing requirements on commercial sponsors of commercially sponsored funds. Comprehensive member protection. COFI prioritizes member protection through various mechanisms. It addresses principles relating to post-sale barriers and post-sale obligations, including limiting unreasonable barriers that could prevent members from switching financial products or services. COFI also aims to promote the fair treatment and protection of financial customers by financial institutions. Critically for pension funds, where a financial institution provides services to a retirement fund or similar member-based entity, or to another financial customer acting on behalf of retail financial customers, all retail customer requirements apply equally to the members of that retirement fund. Operational and administrative changes. COFI establishes detailed operational standards, including principles for persons dealing with trust property or assets of financial institutions, requirements for operating capital and operational ability, provisions addressing the conduct of business outside licensed activities, and requirements for transfers, fundamental transactions, or changes of institutional form. Enhanced reporting requirements are central to the new framework. Financial institutions must provide information for supervisory purposes and make public disclosures. COFI requires institutions to maintain accounting records, prepare financial statements, and obtain audited or independently reviewed annual financial statements. Innovation and transformation. COFI promotes sector transformation and innovation. It supports the development and investment in sustainable technologies, processes and practices, while driving transformation of the financial sector. Transformation of the financial sector refers to transformation as envisaged by the Financial Sector Code for broad-based Black economic empowerment. We anticipate the promulgation of COFI during 2026. The object of COFI is to establish a consolidated, comprehensive, and consistent regulatory framework for the conduct of financial institutions, significantly transforming pension fund regulation. Read our insights piece unpacking COFI here. The shift from registration to licensing, enhanced governance requirements, and comprehensive member protection provisions demonstrate a commitment to modernizing retirement fund oversight while maintaining operational flexibility. These reforms align South Africa's pension fund regulatory framework with international best practices, ensuring stronger member protection and improved sector governance for the benefit of all retirement fund members. Ends. Author: at Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio: at Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. FIC publishes Final Guidance Note 7AA on the implementation of the Risk Management and Compliance Program in terms of Section 42 of the Financial Intelligence Center Act at Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. Obligations of insurers related to cybersecurity and outsourcing at Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. SARS intensifies focus on crypto traders. At Nicolette van Vuren, Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio: at Nicolette van Vuren, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. Navigating the retirement maze. Mechanisms of retirement implementation at Nicolette van Vuren, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. How the two-pot system will affect the hospitality industry at Nicolette van Vuren, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. The 1st of September 2024 confirmed implementation date of the two-pot system at Nicolette van Vuren, Weber Wenzel -Malongui-disabled-link. National Treasury accommodates many public comments on the two-pot retirement system proposals. Share on your socials.